Welcome to the Unapologetically Unstoppable podcast. I'm your host, Jeanette Peterson. And on this podcast, we talk about how to partner with the Holy Spirit with your business and how to grow businesses with practical tips and tricks. Get ready. Here we go. Hey, girl. Hey, let's get into it. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how to delegate when you're a control freak. Okay, so I know that if you're listening to this podcast, you're probably like me. You might be an Enneagram 3. You might want to do a lot of things. You might be really busy. You might have a lot of control issues. And if you know anything about the Enneagram system, all of that stems from childhood, however, we are adults and we can grow past some of these things. Okay. So, but when we're in business, we have really high standards, right? We might be kind of a hot mess, but we have standards that we want people to rise to, because when we're in our business, this is our brainchild. This is something that we created out of nothing. This is something that we are so excited about bringing to the world. And in order to do that, we need to have something set up so that our brainchild, the vision that we see in our mind's eye, the vision that God has given us, comes true. As close to that vision as possible, and or better, right? Okay, so obviously we need to hire people, we need to do all these things, we need to delegate. The main thing I want to talk about is how to actually delegate, right? So you hired a person and you're like, all right, this person's gonna take over my social media. What do you need to have in order for them to take over your social media? So one, you need to have a standard. You need to have a standard. What images will you use and not use? What types of images, meaning like, are they gonna have lines? Are they gonna be dots? Are they gonna be like paint smears? Like, what kind of images do you allow in your social media? Is it only images of you? What do the words look like? What are the font styles? What is your brand kit? All of these things need to be very well documented, so that way when somebody takes over, you say, this is exactly what I want you to do. This is exactly how I want it to look. This is it, period. Right? You've got those standards. And then you write the SOP. This is how I want you to create content. I want you to listen to my podcast. I want you to take three quotes out of it. I want you to put them on this quote graphic. I want you to send it to me to be approved, so that way I can either edit the graphic, edit the post, edit the words, whatever that is, and then you can post it and schedule it out. But I need all these done 4 days, 5 days, 6 days, 3 days, whatever your time period is, in advance. So that way you have time to go and review things before they have to edit it again, maybe, and put it out and schedule it. You need to give them time to do that. So the more time you give them, the better off it will be, because you say, I need this by this time, so that way I can edit it and approve it. And then you can go back and do another round of edits if necessary or not. So that all that's going to be in your SOP. And then the repercussions. What happens if I am telling you this over and over and over and you're still getting this wrong and you're not growing from this? What happens when there's no growth there? I'm okay with mistakes. I'm okay with learning. I'm okay with the process that it takes to understand my brain and how I want things done. But what happens when you're not willing to learn? What happens when you're uncoachable? What happens when you're not following my direction and my design and I don't like the work you're doing? It's okay for somebody to be like, okay, this is what you asked me, but I think that this could be up-leveled like this and show you a different version. And you'd be like, okay, I really like version number two. That was great. I love how you took artistic liberty with this and made it even better than I could have thought of. That's one thing. Another thing is, here, I made this. I didn't even do what you asked me to do, and I totally am going to do it this way. We need to set ourselves up for success when we're getting ready to delegate. Okay. It can't just be like, hey, I just hired this person. I don't even know what they're going to do or how they're going to do it. Somebody please help me. And they're not even doing what I asked them to. They don't even know how to do this. Well, did you tell them? Do you have standards? Do you have a procedure that you want them to follow? Do you tell them how long it's going to take them? Do you tell them what happens if they mess it up? Think about all these things. You have to be, you're not only a business owner, right? You are a leader. You are a leader in your business. You are a leader setting the standards. You are a leader with the ship, because if you give them creative liberty, who's running the ship? Because it's not you. They're running that part of the ship and somebody's running this part of the ship. You need one director, one person who's running the entire orchestra, one conductor, it's not going to be everybody's running their own thing. No, there might be a first chair, taking you back to my orchestra days. There might be a first chair that can kind of lead the section, but they are not the conductor. They are not conducting the brass and the woodwinds and the strings. They're not doing that. They're just doing their part in the orchestra, right? And that's what you need to be doing. You are the orchestra. You are the conductor. Okay, you might be the conductor and playing the bagpipes and the piano and the percussion while somebody else is just playing the strings, but you're still the leader. You still have to be able to lead and say, okay, I'm doing this and this and this. I need you to come in right now, lift it up, a little bit more sound, and you're done. All right, I need you to repractice these parts because you're getting this wrong. Let's work on how I can help you make sure you're getting this right, because I don't want to keep having these conversations with you. Because when we do that, we are growing our team to a standard that we want our team to be at. You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm just saying, all right, stormtrooper guy back here, this is what I need you to do. This is, I need you to shoot straight like this. We need to do training. And then they just go off and don't shoot anything like stormtroopers do. They just suck, right? I don't want that. I want the Boba Fett. I want the, he knows exactly what he's doing. Okay, now he is on his own. He doesn't really work in a team. But I'm saying he knows what he's doing. I want somebody who knows what they're doing, who's got their things together and can take direction. He takes direction because he's a bounty hunter. Hey, go kill this guy. Sure, I'll go kill that one guy and I'm gonna go get my money. I just need you to do this one thing, but I need you to do it very, very excellently. And I will teach you exactly how to do it, because just because somebody knows how to do social media doesn't mean they know how to do your social media. Just because somebody knows how to dress does not mean they know how to design your clothes. We are all uniquely made with a unique mind in our head for what we want our business to look like, for what we want our lives to look like. And it's not going to be like everybody else's. So because of that, we need to make sure that we are putting out very specific standards, very specific SOPs, very specific repercussions for their actions. And when we do that, it grows our team to a higher standard, and it allows us to be there longer. We can be in business longer if we have these things. These are just basic setups. We can't grow. We can't strive for more if we're not doing these things, okay? So I know you're a control freak. I know you want to take it all over, but this is how you control everything with this, with standards, with SOPs, and repercussions. You got this? Well, God's got this.
Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode. Go ahead and leave a review to let everybody else know how much this episode has impacted you. And you know what? I would love to get to know you even better. So go ahead and send me a DM over on Instagram at Jeanette.Peterson, or come to my free group at JeanettePeterson.com/group. I'll see you guys over there.